April 30, 2021 The Alliance of Dinfo QFS 2020. https://qfs2020.com/thealliancedinfo. The Alliance Sponsored Redemption Appointment. The Alliance Sponsored Redemption Appointment. Note, if you follow a private or public guru and believe he/she/it has the gospel truth and tells it like it is or is going to be, you may not enjoy this appointment article. First off, let's get real with some straight talk. The gurus spew out their dates, rates, and lies and spread their garbage about the first and second appointment BS. That's a trap, can't you see the cheese masked as intel? Then they want you to go to the prison guards, you know, the bankster and the wealth managers, and ask them to help you with what is supposedly a private redemption appointment to get you the funds you will need for your projects. Do you trust the enemy to help you get out of slavery? That's your get out of jail money. Do you think these jailer enemies will help you? Really? If this has happened to you, don't you think it's time to change your source of intel? Wouldn't you rather listen to someone who has integrity, who would never lie, does not give out dates or rates, and who gets his information confirmed by the Alliance before he publishes his writings? Maybe you should ask yourself this question: would a true representative of God or the Alliance ever lie to you, even once? Yet you go back to the source of the poison that is designed to kill your humanitarian dreams, and you drink another round of Kool-Aid, the Kool-Aid that is just flavored swamp water. They think if they can limit the funds you get that they will somehow win this battle in the end. Is it so hard to see why they are talking about 12 to 22 million for a 100 trillion Zim bond? Even if you have thousands of Zim, you won't have enough to get started on what it will take to start, let alone to sustain it over a long period. Oh, and did they mention that all Zim redemption funds are put into a structured payout program so you won't get all of the funds now? They are neutering you and making your humanitarian projects sterile. Perhaps your projects are just for your neighborhood to help out the food pantry and supply blankets and coats to the homeless, then I can see why you would settle for a hundredth of a penny on a dollar for the Zim bond of great value, worth at least $100 trillion. If any of these cabal shills have given out dates for the RV and it didn't come true, why in the hell would you keep going back to these liars and manipulators who have no integrity and are hell-bent on you never getting any money? This means you are consorting with the enemy. Why would you continue to associate with someone who has destroyed or is in the process of destroying many humanitarians' dreams of being able to do the humanitarian work that we were sent here to do? Many humanitarians have given up and gave in to the idea that they will never get the funds they need if these dredges in society are right. They know that $12 million will not get it done, so why dream? Damn, that sucks. If any conference call host or any group leader tries to limit you from getting large sums of money, ask yourself, why would they do that if they are part of the Alliance? And if these scumbags' garbage intel doesn't raise the red flag up your flagpole, why would you even think that the Alliance should give you any more than a pittance? Quit pushing the snooze alarm, get out of bed, and stand up ready to go to work. Put your trust in the Alliance who represents divine guidance. If your source of intel never mentions the Alliance as their source of information, delete them from your life and find a new source that you can have faith and trust in. If the intel doesn't resonate with you, consider something else that does. The real appointment process. The appointment process is easy but needs prior preparations to be successful. It behooves each Zim holder to quit listening to the disinformation and prepare for the appointment with a very positive thought process. The most important bit of knowledge is that the Alliance is backing us, 100%. We are the ones they are depending on to do the heavy lifting of mankind out of poverty and back into financial freedom, worldwide. We take over when the Alliance has cleared the battlefield and eliminated the bad characters. The Alliance cannot do this without the meek humanitarians, because we are the ones who will be given the money to get the job done. We are the boots on the ground, the local presence that will do the work. The Alliance does not and will not have the people to do this job, that is why we are called to be a part of the process. Don't think for a moment that the cabal doesn't know this and are attacking us from all sides. The appointment itself will be conducted by agents of the quantum financial system whose job it is to get this new gold-backed money into your hands, the hands of Zim holders who are considered sovereign humanitarians by the Alliance. The amount of funds available is staggering, it is beyond our imagination, so we just say it has a lot of zeros and just leave it at that. The interviewers have no limitations as to how much money they can give you. It all depends on who you are and the humanitarian projects you have planned to do. You will get all you need to do your work. They are tasked with giving the right amount of money to people who have a plan and can accomplish the work of constructing a new world economy. All of us need to gain the larger vision of the success that is awaiting our entry into this event. If you think you are ready to do your part, it will be necessary for you to think big and go after the highest Zim redemption rate that you feel is necessary to accomplish what you intend to do. Remember this reality. From where you are at the bottom of your project hill, what you will need to climb the hill in front of you is in your project plans. Little do you know that there is a whole mountain range right behind the top of the hill. When your task is to do all the projects you can, the rest of the projects are not yet available for you to see now. You must seek guidance from those who have seen beyond the hill and radioed down to you with the suggestion to ask for the greater rate so you will have enough for all of the projects assigned to you. These projects need your unique talents to be started and completed. Don't just look at your present projects that you have planned and think of the funds you will need for them. Find the greater vision and prepare to fund it all. If you have read the Love One Society humanitarian documents, you can see that we will require huge sums of money to get our job done. If you don't see this yet, then reread the documents again as if you are the only one in charge of implementing the programs worldwide. It can be overwhelming. So, let's be sure we are prepared for our redemption appointment, which is the starting gate to the whole adventure. All our preparations point to that moment in time. Put on your sovereign humanitarian outfit and play the part until the part becomes you. Cancel the guru culture that destroys humanitarian dreams and throw it in the garbage where it belongs. Even if you are a bit apprehensive, whistle your happy tune and get on with your humanitarian action plans. You will become a mighty force for good as you embrace the divine power that is you. The Love One Society action plans are our humanitarian projects to share with you. We will use our funds to implement these plans right alongside you.